My name is John Waits, and I am the curate at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. It's my pleasure to welcome you to this Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We've got used in the time of pandemic not being able to take communion in the church, as we would all, I'm sure, like to do. But it's perfectly possible to have the Lord Jesus come to us in a spiritual form in this Eucharist. There's a prayer by the Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge that sums up that Jesus here is with us at this communion, and is inspired by a prayer of St. Richard of Winchester. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more dearly, day by day. Amen. So pause now if you wish to take a moment to find the bread and the wine that we'll need later on in the service. And the prayer of preparation for us all. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And the commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Elizabeth, our Queen and Governor, that she, knowing whose minister she is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all her subjects, duly considering whose authority she hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey her in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, ever world without end. Amen. Now we come to the collect set for the day. The collect for Sunday the 9th of January, the first Sunday after Epiphany. Heavenly Father, at the Jordan you revealed Jesus as your Son. May we recognize him as our Lord and know ourselves to be your beloved children. Through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen.
The reading is taken from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 to 17 and 21 to 22. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Messiah. John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too, and as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased."
Our Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory, to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A couple of years ago, I went to the site of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan. I'd had the joy of a sabbatical, which included 3.5 weeks in the Holy Land. And so I drove there in a hire car, parked the car, walked down, and joined people from around the world who were dipping themselves in the Jordan. Some renewing their baptism vows, a few being baptised for the first time. And as I came up from the Jordan to the area which overlooked, there was a woman trying to persuade her mother to go down. "But it's dirty," her mother was saying. "There might be all sorts of bacteria in there. I don't need to go in." And she was right. The River Jordan at this point is very dirty. There are other places where Jesus could have got water all over him in Israel. If you go right up into the Golan Heights, where the River Jordan has its spring, there are lovely clear pools. Or further down, just above where Galilee is, you can see otters playing in the Jordan. Galilee itself, you can see the fish through the clear waters. But as the Jordan comes out of Galilee, it picks up all the sediment that's actually been brought down from the Golan Heights. It picks up mud from the surrounding fields. And by the time you get to this place, it's muddy. And yet this is almost certainly where Jesus was baptised, where John was baptising the people. But why here? If the point is to be covered in water, why not somewhere where the water's much clearer? Well, the point was only partly the water. You see, here is the place where that ragtag group of people who had followed Moses, followed the pillar and the cloud round the wilderness, having left Egypt, that group were led by Joshua through this river at this place into their promised land. This is the point where the great highway from the east comes across this small stretch of water for going up to what is now Jerusalem, and had been a city even before the people of Israel came into Canaan. This is where it began. This is where They were first brought into the land that God would give them. This is where the sons of Jacob became the people of Israel. So this is where John was baptizing people, giving them a chance to renew their place as the sons of Jacob, as the servants of the living God. And this is where Jesus came and was baptized, not because he needed the repentance that John's baptism offered, but to be part of that renewal movement within Israel. And for him, as he comes up out of the water, there's the Holy Spirit coming down upon him and a voice, "You are my son, whom I love. In you I am well pleased." This is also an acknowledgement that Jesus is, in a sense, the coming together of all that Israel was meant to be. For Hosea says, "Out of Israel I called my sons, out of Egypt I called my sons," speaking of Israel. So Jesus hears those words and has the reassurance that he is who he is, on the right track to renew Israel. And we too today can be part of that people. For in Christ, in his death and his resurrection, he opened out being part of God's people to us all. We can show that in our baptism. We don't go to the Jordan, it's too far away, but a little bit of water in our own land has been poured on you. And in that, you have been called a child of God. There's a great dignity in that. Each one of us is loved by God. Each one of us matters. Each one of us has a purpose that God gives us. This is dynamite. And if I am a child of God, my esteem should rightly go sky high. And that's what we saw in Desmond Tutu. He knew he was a child of God. He knew God was at work. And so he knew that he was on God's side and nothing, even the powers against him, could prevail. This is what gives us courage to face life, since nothing and no one can say we're worthless. I'm going to end with a story from America. George Washington Carver was an African-American scientist who did some pioneering work on the peanut. January 1921, he was called before the Ways and Means Committee in the House of Representatives to explain his work. He'd expected such a high-level committee to handle the business at hand with decorum and with those who came before him to be treated with dignity and respect. And he was surprised to see those who came before him were treated quite rudely. Well, as an African-American, he was the last on the list. So after 3 days of waiting, he finally got to make his presentation. He was shocked when he noticed one of the members with his hat on and his feet on the table. When the chairman asked him to take his hat off and take his feet off the table, the member said out loud, "Down where I come from, we don't accept a black man's testimony. And furthermore, I don't see what this fellow can say that would have any bearing on the work of this committee." At this point, George was ready to turn around and go home, but he said to himself, as he wrote in his autobiography, "Whatever they said of me, I knew I was a child of God. And so I prayed, Almighty God, let me carry out your will." He got to the podium, was told he had 20 minutes to speak. Well, his presentation was so engaging that he was granted several extensions until he had spoken for several hours. And at the end of the talk, everyone on the committee stood and applauded him. You, like Desmond Tutu, like George Washington Carver, are a child of God. I pray that this year you will carry out God's will. Amen.
Your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother or sister have need, and shutteth up his compassion, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with a spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save all Christian kings and princes, governors, and especially thy servant Elizabeth our Queen, that under her we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto her whole council, and to all that are put in authority under her, that they may truly and impartially minister justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and specially to this congregation here present in our various ways, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, of thy goodness, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend to him this day. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins of wickedness, which we, from time to time, most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn to him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Here also what St. Paul saith, this is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do, and it's very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather out the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for all the sins of the world, and in institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night his betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it, and he gave his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. Amen. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. O Lamb of God, that takest away the sins of the world, grant us thy peace. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on them in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for thee, and be thankful. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The prayer of thanksgiving. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. Come to the glory, that great song of praise. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love. Be with you today and remain with you always. Amen.